Kyle Draper has helped us get this whole Drive the Vote movement on track. Early results, all-star voting results have come out. Drape's to the point now where he says, I don't even think they're real. Right? I mean, isn't that pretty much
some
what you said?
It seems a little wacky. That's all. It's just a little wacky, some of these things.
Domas is not even on there. Top 10 among Western Conference front court players. And De'Aaron Fox is 8th. But among other things, we've come up with, of course, we've got fans voting early and often, which is great. And Drapes had a great idea. We figured we got to do something with Taylor Swift. And Drapes, with his keen Taylor Swift knowledge, knew that De'Aaron Fox is a big Taylor Swift fan. So we're working on that connection. Once we can establish, even remotely, you know, some kind of link there.
I got the idea, Sacramento. Whitey, I got the idea.
Here we go.
Jay, I got the idea.
Here we go.
I got my girl Simone back there. Simone, I got the idea. I said De'Aaron Fox is a big Taylor Swift fan. He likes Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Why not a campaign put on by the Sacramento Kings where De'Aaron Fox is getting ready to come to a game? Just got out the shower. Obviously, you ain't showing anything.
Wow. Interesting you go there, but okay.
But he got the hairbrush in his hand, and he's singing some Taylor Swift lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, Rasay walks in. De'Aaron, it's time to go. You got a game tonight. And then, you know what I mean? Like, we see him behind the scenes, like, he's into Taylor Swift. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got to go put in work. And then we cut to him running on the floor and then dropping 43 against somebody or something like that. Huh. See, you see what I'm talking?
Drapes, don't give it to him.
I just gave him free. You got to call your bosses, man.
You got to call them over there and tell them.
I thought Taylor Swift was going to make an appearance at some point.
We don't have that connection. Oh, no, we don't. We got to get in line for that.
If you just have De'Aaron singing one of her songs, is that going to help?
I think that's going to help.
Man.
You know,
Taylor Swift moves needles around these parts.
Moves needles, man. Anything.
Well, then he should be playing one of her songs. Doesn't he play piano?
All right. Play piano then.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And then if she could somehow make a cameo.
Yeah.
You know.
Clutchport's got that juice.
Exactly. You're right. They know. Hey, Rich Paul's dating Adele. They got to know who Taylor Swift is. Yes.
That's juice.
Yeah. Man.
Then you watch what happens to the voting.
That box will fall off.
That has to happen. Yeah. If I'm Sacramento, the Kings, I'm telling you, that has to happen. That's a way to market our guy, De'Aaron Fox, because you need a new audience. Think about it. My daughter, who's 11, had no idea who Travis Kelce was. Now all of a sudden, she's a Chiefs fan.
Right.
Not because of Kelce, but because Taylor Swift is now a Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. See? So that's how you got to do it.
What about, can we get a Jenner or a Kardashian or something? We got to go. I like where you're going with it, Drake. I like where you're going with it, man.
Baby steps, one thing at a time.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, and with Kim, man, you got those Jenner's got like 4 or 5 teams. You know what I mean?
Listen, if Chris Humphreys can accomplish defeat, I'm sure De'Aaron could get some love from
We're Tristan Thompson when you need him, right?
Yeah.
We bring
Former
back Tristan
team?
Thompson. Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk to Gary, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Gary.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I think a lot of these things have potential, but the reality to me is we're not going to get respect unless we get into the second or third round of the playoffs. And I don't see how we're going to do that without a power forward. I mean, I just don't think that, you know, that Barnes is a power forward. He's been thrust into that role. It almost got Malone fired because he wouldn't put him in small forward. He was always more productive as a small forward. I just don't think Keegan's, you know, big enough to play power forward. So I think we got to get rid of Barnes. We got to find a power forward, or we're never going to get further.
I think it was Jaeger you're thinking of. I don't think Malone had Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I get the point. But I mean,
that's a good point, though, Whitey. Let me say this.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll bring this up. Were they a power forward away from advancing last year against the Warriors?
No, like
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's
holding them back, you know, from advancing to the second round or anything like that. And I don't think advancing in the playoffs is going to help you. I mean, it will, but Tyrese ain't advanced in the playoffs before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't had a great playoffs, you know, hasn't been to the playoffs. Şengün ain't been in the playoffs. You know, I'm looking at Kyrie Irving. They missed out on the playoffs last year. Ja Morant in Memphis, one of the worst teams in the NBA this year. And so I get it. You know, you earn respect. I think that's more among the media, those in the league. I'm talking about popularity with the fans right now. What can we do?
Mm-hmm. By the way, last night, tremendous, tremendous game. And maybe Gary's talking about the fact that, among other things, you know, Paulo went off for 43 last night. Maybe Gary's saying we didn't really have anybody who could defend him. And Harrison Barnes is sometimes, anyway, playing a little out of position. But overall, he's doing a solid job there. But anyway, last night, out of the 24 teams on the NBA's slate of games last night, 10 of them, 24 teams playing last night, 10 scored 130 or more. We had two at Golden
State. Wow.
Night. Most on a single night in NBA history. Of those 10, 8 scored more than 135. 5 teams in the NBA last night scored more than 140 points. Those are both records for one night. And it was also the first night in NBA history where 4 games featured teams that both scored 130 or more. I mean, it was crazy last night. Teams are scoring points.
4 games of 102 teams. Wow.
Yeah.
That Pistons-Jazz game, 154-148, one overtime.
Yeah.
Bucks-Pacers, 142-130. Thunder-Hawks. How about the Hawks beating the Thunder last night? 141-138.
So,
what do we make of that?
What we make of it is, don't worry about the defense. Nobody's playing defense. It can't be done.
You're right. And I was watching ESPN, and Brian Windhorst brought it up. Denver was 15th last year in defense. You just can't be bottom 20, you know, bottom 10 defensively.
Right.
Middle of the pack, you could get it done. Really, how you win is with an elite offense, which Denver had last season.
Right.
And so you're right, you know.
It doesn't seem to mean what it used to mean, but
you're right.
You can't be just if you have – and the Kings have been guilty of this at times this year. If you just can't get a stop when you need it, you're just not going to win many games.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? This bothers the heck out of me, and I'm sorry to derail us. I'm watching Milwaukee-San Antonio right now.
Yeah.
And I said this when the Kings played the Spurs. David Robinson is at the game. He's sitting in row 2, the second row. That's David freaking Robinson. He should be courtside right in the middle. I'm sorry. I just caught. That bothers. That's the Admiral. He brought you a championship.
He's in the second row.
You got him in
courtside.
No. First row got to be courtside. Second row, you can't be behind Joe Schmo, the dry cleaner who's in the front row just because he got a dry. This is David. David Robinson should be courtside, midcourt every single game.
Where is he? Where is he on here?
He's
we're watching here.
Hold on. He was in the second row.
Right. Drapes the straighter.
I mean, he was the second row, but behind the bench, second row.
Yeah.
Come on,
so
man.
So kind of foul line extended.
Yeah, that bothers me. That bothers the heck out of me.
You need him to extend his legs, Drapes?
That's David Robinson, bro. Like 50 Cent come here. He's courtside mid order. 50 Cent just coming in for a quick visit. That's David Robinson.
He's got to deal with the organization, sir.
C-Webb in Atlanta was courtside.
Yeah, C-Webb was courtside. And he didn't even play for the Hawks. They got David Robinson sitting in coach seating right now. They ain't even got him in business class. He ain't coach.
Row 2's not terrible.
I know, it's not terrible. But that's David Robinson. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I know I digress, but that upset. That's David Robinson.
Uh-huh.
That's like going to Boston and you got Larry Bird in second row. Or coming here to Sacramento, you know, when they come here, C-Webb is sitting, you know, behind the basket somewhere. So that's David Robinson.
Where does Brad Miller sit when he's here all
he's
the time?
Front row.
He's front row.
Brad Miller's front row. I've seen Peja front row.
Yeah.
Vlade front row. And David Robinson is second row.
About to find out what's going on there.
Y'all, I'm serious about that.
He
that
did
bothers
somebody
me.
Wrong or what happened?
Yeah, like, they wouldn't do that to Tim Duncan, I tell you that.
Oh, no.
Come on, man. That's
Tony
David
Parker
Robinson.
Be front row.
Tony Parker.
Manu.
Ginobili. Like, dude, what are we doing?
Bruce Bowen get the front row
right,
action.
Right, Bruce Bowen, Sean Elliott. You know what I mean? Doc Rivers come back for a day here, Doc, courtside. But David Robinson, who started it all, really.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, that bothers me.
Maybe all the front rows were taken and he just came in town for a day or something.
Nah, man, no, because he was there during the Kings game when I was there.
We'll reach out
to him,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's okay with it. We'll help him,
too. We're helping everybody today. Is he in again?
We are writing wrongs
today. He in the second row, Jay. He in coach class. You know what I mean? He ain't in business select. He ain't even in business. He in coach class. and he in the seat right next to the bathroom on the airplane. You know, there was that one row that's right across. That's where David Robinson is. That's where they got him. That's terrible.
Live Nation has teamed up with Sacktown Sports for your chance to check out the hilarious Anthony Jeselnik at Hard Rock Sacramento next Friday, January 12th. For more information, visit SacktownSports.com. So we have a pair of tickets to see Anthony Jeselnik. You can be caller number
4.
Caller 4 right now in honor of the great Chris Weber. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, and win. Thank you for listening.
That is hilarious. I'm just back here dying, man.
Sorry, man. I just saw it, and he's all up there smiling, happy. I'm like, David, you better flex your muscle, yo. Seriously, that's David Robinson, bro. What are we... That's like Allen Iverson coming back to Philly. AI, yeah, we're going to put you over here, you know, in the tunnel area. And have you sit there, right?
Okay, if you had courtside seats and he was behind you, would you flip him?
I'd have him, I'd kick out whoever I was with.
No, you.
No, I'm not leaving my seats out.
Man, first class over there, man.
I got some of my boys or something. Yo, y'all going to have to make room. I'm sitting next to the Admiral tonight. Not putting Admiral in second row.
Okay, real fast. Whitey, are you giving up your seat?
No.
Okay, thank you. I wouldn't give up my seat.
Hey, but if me and you went to a game and it's my tickets, Jay, you got to understand, right, yo. So Admiral, you want to sit up next
personally,
to me.
You would go to David.
Heck yeah. No, I wouldn't go back there.
Oh, okay.
I tell him to come up and take your spot.
He's giving your seat to him. He's giving your seat to the Admiral.
And that's 100% truth, man.
He's asking you to understand.
That's David Robinson.
What's the commercial now where the hostess is asking a young lady? She's like, "Can I get some water? Have you seen that?"
And
she's like, "Yeah." Or the business person, right? And like, who was that? Key? From Key and Peele, like, or Jordan and Peele, whatever. He turned around with the sandwich. That's how it is. That's how Drapes is doing this.
Seriously, Whitey. Magic Johnson ain't doing that. He ain't sitting second row.
He's in the box.
Come on, man, David Robinson. We'll find out. That's disrespectful, man.
Why Mike Brown apologized to Malik Monk when we come right back.
Domantas Sabonis plays here.
He finds Sabonis. Put the frosting on the cake. Put the cherry on the sundae. Sabonis with a two-hand flush. Makes it 114-106.
Sacktown Sports is your proud home of the Sacramento Kings.
Capital Casino, Sacramento's number one poker room with primetime football. It's back. Capital Casino is giving away $500 per game in high hand bonuses for every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night primetime game, offering the best food, best service, and the best action with the most variety of games in the region and conveniently located at 411 North 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. For more information, log on to capital-casino.com and please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sacramento's premier music festival, Country in the Park, is back. Two big ol' nights, May 17th and 18th at Cal Expo with Brantley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Walker Hayes, and more. Two-day GA tickets are on sale now starting at $85, or upgrade your experience with VIP or pit passes. Country in the Park, May 17th and 18th at Cal Expo. For more information, visit CITPFest.com. Brought to you by Bonnie Plumbing, Electric Heating and Air.
Guys, want to lose weight, improve your performance, and increase your drive? Revive Men's Health can help you make it happen with our new cutting-edge weight loss medications like your favorite athletes and celebrities use. They're affordable and available now. And since your testosterone level has a direct impact on your weight and fitness, get a free T-check and free exam. Book your appointment today at Revive Sacramento. We know we can help you. Call 916-277-8599. That's 916-277-8599. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
On the move? Got somewhere to be?
Take Sacramento Kings basketball with you. The Sacktown Sports app will let you stay connected to your passion. Never miss a moment of Sacramento Kings basketball with the Sacktown Sports app.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
So here's a fact. 85% of the population will suffer from foot pain in their lifetime. That's almost everyone. So you'd think there'd be plenty of healthy long-term remedies. But there just aren't.
Right?
Hi, I'm Dan from the Good Feet Store. You know, people come in all the time sharing the same frustrating story. Bought this, tried that, been there, done whatever. All different kinds of things, but all with a similar result. Nothing. A discouraging and endless cycle of disappointment. If this rings a bell, don't despair. There is hope. If you think you've tried everything, you probably haven't tried Good Feet Arch Supports from the Good Feet Store. They're designed to relieve, even eliminate, the pain commonly caused by certain foot conditions like plantar fasciitis, bunions, flat feet, and others. Plus, provide better balance and increased comfort. See what we can do for you with a free arch support fitting. Just stop in or schedule an appointment. With over 200 stores, there's likely one in your neck of the woods. Find yours at goodfeet.com.
Knee, foot, or back pain? Visit the Good Feet Store in Sacramento, Roseville, and Vacaville.
Hey everybody, it's Kyle Draper, your boy Drapes for Mercedes-Benz of Stockton. Now, if you've been on the fence about buying your first electric luxury car, it's time to get off the fence and go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Stockton. I'm challenging you. Test drive any Mercedes-Benz fully electric car or SUV and you will fall in love. In fact, my new Mercedes-Benz EQS SUV is out in the parking lot right now. You know, I had a Tesla before this, but once I got the Mercedes-Benz EQS SUV, it felt like a brand new driving experience. It's on an entirely different level. Now, here's what I love about my EQS SUV. First of all, from the moment I sit in it, I feel like I'm stepping in a world of luxury. Plus, it's easy charging, and it has heated seats and cooling seats as well. It's an ultimate driving experience. I urge you, go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Stockton. They're just 30 minutes from Sacramento. They're right off of I-5. Or, of course, you can always go online at mbofstockton.com.
Discover your next adventure. Buy the latest gear and meet the experts at the International Sportsman's Expo. Your life outdoors, January 18th through 21st at Cal Expo in Sacramento. More info at sportsexpos.com.
The Tribe Guys powering your afternoons Monday through Friday on Sackdown Sports.
How about this? You know, we've got Drapes the Vote here. Kyle Draper spearheading our efforts to get more votes, all-star votes for Domas and De'Aaron Fox. The early returns are puzzlingly low for the Kings. We have this from I Love My Life on the chat. All-star votes count triple on the following days, January 5th. January 12th, January 15th, January 19th. There you go, Drapes.
So tomorrow is a triple day.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll have to keep that in mind. Cousin Pete says, my first NBA game, Chicago versus Kings in 91. My dad worked at the airport, met Jordan and the team when they got off the plane.
Oh, now that's cool. That's cool. I thought you were going to say Campio with his first game being, Bill Russell's first game or something like, something crazy like that. I would like to know Campio's first game, to be honest with you, if he's still listening. It's probably, like I said, Kareem's first game or something like that. Yeah.
Manny, too legit. Whitey and Drapes, how y'all feeling about Fox's game for the past two games? Second last game, he seemed a little off from the three line. Yesterday, he was pretty off. Think he just needs some rest? Manny, too legit with a question?
Yeah, rest as in taking games off? No. Rest in last night was the second night of a back-to-back, and he clearly didn't have his legs. I'm not going to, say it was more than that. In that Charlotte game, sure, 11 of 25, 3 of 10. I think what we need to see from De'Aaron Fox has more to do with – less to do with him and more to do with his teammates. We got to take some of the load off the guy, And I thought yesterday was a first start with that, with Malik Monk stepping up, Keegan Murray. But Keegan has to be more more consistent too. And that takes some of the wear and tear, some of the load off De'Aaron Fox. Remember, he played 38 minutes the night before that Charlotte game, then backed it up with 44 minutes. He just looked gassed out there. And so, fortunately, you got a game Friday. You're off Saturday, early game Sunday, but then it really gets tough. I think, you know, we're gone 10 days, and we have 5 games in 10 days. So basically every other day it's a game. That's going to be a tough stretch for De'Aaron and the rest of the team.
I don't know if this is anything, but I know last night after the game when Malik was asked about picking up the slack, he said, and it was just, he mentioned it as a kind of hypothetical, like, you know, De'Aaron's going to have games sometimes where he's got, you know, bruised this or that or something's bothering him. Now, you know, did De'Aaron have something?
Did he
was
have
that
something?
What Malik was alluding to? I have no reason to think that, but it did get me thinking a little bit. But let me ask you this, because I was just reading recently about Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas, the first one,
okay,
Pistons.
Yeah.
You know, it's the point guard position has changed so much, mm-hmm. right? It's evolved. And he was saying, you know, when I started a game with the Pistons, first I would, before I got myself going, I would check and try to get some of my teammates going and trying to see, all right, who do I need to get going? Who's hot? And point guards don't do that anymore, right?
No.
I mean, it's not really part of the job. Because I was thinking, wow, that'd be great if De'Aaron's like, oh, let's get Keegan going or whatever. But first of all, the offense goes through Domas. And second of all, that's just not really De'Aaron Fox's responsibility the way it used to be a point guard's job, is it?
No, not at all. And now point guards, you got to get buckets.
Yeah,
You know, I'm looking at the best point guards in the NBA right now. I'm looking at the leaders. Luka, 33.7. Shea, 31.4. Fox, 29.4. Mm-hmm. Trey, Steph. Like, and so when you look at, you know, the scoring leaders in the NBA, as I go back to the top 10 right here, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of the top 10 are point guards. 1's a center. 1's a shooting guard. And you got 1, 2 power forwards and 1 small forward. So the point guard position is the dominant scoring position in the NBA right now.
And all those guys with very high usage rates, right?
High usage rate. And you know, to define usage, it's the rate at which you directly impact the final play of a possession.
It means you got the ball all
you
the time.
You got the ball, whether it leads to a basket, it leads to a turnover, it leads to a free throw, it leads to a missed shot. You're the guy that's directly, if it's not taking a shot, it's like the hockey assist mm-hmm. almost. And so, yeah, and Luka, Shea, they got the ball in their hands. De'Aaron, Trae Young, I mean, all these, Steph Curry, all these guys got the ball in their hands.
It's not their job to try to get their teammates going.
Not as much anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's not. And, you know, look at Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard's a bucket getter mm-hmm. as well. I would say, argue Tyrese is probably, you know, Jalen Brunson even is a bucket getter. Tyrese is probably the only, and if you want to throw James Harden in that category, yes, but the only point guard that's really out to get big, high assist numbers. Most point guards, they're looking to get buckets, man.
You know, we knew that would be an issue this year when we found out that the NBA was going to be fining teams for violating the player participation policy. Well, the Nets have been fined. The NBA announced today it has fined the Nets $100,000 for violating the player participation policy. The league investigated this incident. And Brooklyn, apparently they sat 4 players. Spencer Dinwiddie, rest. Dorian Finney-Smith, left knee soreness. Cam Johnson, right knee sprain / injury maintenance. And Nick Claxton for the game they lost. Then apparently the league looked into it and they had doctors who determined, some of those guys were healthy enough to play under the medical standard in the player participation policy, and the Nets got fined $100,000.
Now, was this the game where they only played guys like the first quarter, or did they just rest them totally? Because there was a game the Brooklyn Nets had where their starters played like the first quarter, first few minutes, and then they sat down. And, you know, to keep Bridges' streak alive, you know, he has this games played streak. And so what do we know specifically which game it was?
Yeah, I believe you're correct. Let's see. They lost to the Bucks on the second night of a back-to-back after beating Detroit the night before. Also, Jacques Vaughn did not play Bridges, Cam Thomas, or Royce O'Neal after the first quarter.
Yeah, there you go, right there.
Yeah.
Now, that's bogus, right? Like, you can't be doing that if you're the Nets. Mm-hmm. I understand wanting to get guys rest and everything like that. Would you rather have it that way or sit them out totally if you could have your druthers there? Whitey, let me ask you, you know?
Now, who am I? Am I I'm the team or I'm a
fan? You're a fan. Would you rather see them at least for a quarter and then have them sit, or just know when you walk in the building, you know what, they're not going to beat it?
I'd rather see him play a quarter, yeah. But still I'd feel cheated
yeah.
if it's like yeah. you know, they were just making a token appearance.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you. It's neither instance is a good one as far as I'm – from a fan's perspective, right. you know? And uh-huh. so, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, and real quick, one more note on Domas. He became last night just the third player in the Sacramento era to post a 2010-10 triple-double. Only Chris Webber and DeMarcus Cousins, who did it twice in 2015, have done that, 2010-10. And over the last three games, he's averaging 21 rebounds after three straight 19-plus rebound performances. And yet he can't get into the top 10 in Western Conference front court vote game.
So what you're saying is, Kings fans, let's go out there and vote for our guys.
Yes.
Let's get our guys in the second round of returns. They both should be in the top 10, and for Fox, top 5, far as I'm concerned.
Only other NBA player to post a 2020-10 line this season is Jokic. Mm. That's going to do it for tonight. We're back with you tomorrow from the Golden One.
Yes.
Get ready for the Raptors. We've got golf to go coming up, and then we've got UC Davis basketball for you right here. Thanks for listening to Sacktown Sports.